Recently, I was reading a very interesting question. The spirit soul by nature is spiritual. How can Maya Devi capture the spirit soul and punish him? So I used to always have this question. I got an answer to this question just yesterday when I was reading through a book by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that the living being is endowed with the Linga Sharira and Stola Sharira, he says. Linga Sharira is actually subtle body. The subtle body. And he says the subtle body is formed around the soul only when the soul identifies with matter. When he has some material designation. Only then the subtle body is made. And then he says the subtle body is offered by the material nature, and then Maya Devi captures only the subtle body, he says. Anybody in Rajoguna, Tamaguna, Sattaguna, one of the three gunas, they certainly have the subtle body. And subtle body, there are impressions of I and mine. That is called ahankar. Because of which Durga Devi is able to capture the subtle body and punish us. And as we identify with the subtle body, we feel we are punished also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that very importantly. He says that a devotee should always keep reminding oneself of one's true identity. So he says, there are many Mayavadis who say, Tattvam Asi is Mahavakya. And they say, Aham Brahmasmi Mahavakya. But he says, this Mahavakya term is coined by Mayavadis. Nowhere in the scriptures the word Mahavakya is used. Because they like these two statements, they call it as Mahavakya. And he says, the real Mahavakya, he says, is Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnanitya Das. That is the true Mahavakya, which is actually the ultimate truth mentioned in the scriptures. So if one can strengthen one's conviction on this statement of one being servant of Krishna. So in the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they practice something called as Nichatvam. Nichatvam means how I am lowly, how I am insignificant, how I am fallen, and how I am totally dependent on Krishna's mercy. One should repeatedly take help from other Vaishnavas, take help from scriptures, take help from Guru, take help from one's own contemplation, and repeatedly remember this kind of consciousness in order for one to be able to remain in one's spiritual identity. So by remaining in our spiritual identity, we will not be activating the subtle body from a material point of view. And we will not be subject to Maya at all. We will be under the custody of Swarup Shakti, who manifests as Srimati Radharani, who is the original Swarup Shakti. We will be put under her custody and we will be very safe. So the chanting of the holy name every day we do is a prayer to remind ourselves that I don't belong to this material world. I don't belong. I am not these material elements at all. I am different from these material elements. I am simply a servant of Krishna and his devotees. I am always most safely situated in the shelter of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So this is actually the appropriate prayerful mood in which a devotee should call out the holy name. O Sri Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please always keep me in the shade of your lotus feet. Let me not identify with anything material in this world. Let me not withdraw my five senses, which are always running outward very fast. Let me withdraw them and engage them in absorption in your service to your lotus feet. So this kind of attitude and consciousness is very fitting and appropriate for the living entities in this world. And subsequently what will happen is this. The chanting of the holy name will take a very powerful effect by this type of consciousness. So Jivara Sarupahoi Krishnanitya Das, he says we have to strengthen our contemplation on this statement by repeatedly reminding ourselves of our true identity. Then he says, then Maya will not have any effect. In fact, Maya will bless us and she will allow us to stay in the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani forever. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees, or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.